Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Betcher with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, where it's very hot. The Queensland to the north of Jeremy had a cyclone come through there, as Jeremy just reported. Got downgraded to a tropical storm, but a great deal of rain. Here's the challenge for everyone. The prize stud of Nick Culkewin, a farmer, was drowning in the river that was flooding around him. It was caught up in the wires, the barbed wires. He has wire cutters in his hand. He has to get to the Droughtmaster, who is not going to last long, except racing by him are creatures. What creatures, Jeremy?
Well, John, the creatures you don't want to have next to you in the flood, they are the snakes, they are the spiders, they are the things that crawl, that bite, that try and attack you and kill you at any given opportunity. And I should say, too, it wasn't just one type of snake either. He had red-bellied black snakes, very venomous, great eastern brown snakes, extremely venomous, and apparently, too, they were reporting pythons all up and down that river as well. So these pythons, of course, they don't have venom in them, but they give you a nasty bite. And honestly, John, I wouldn't want to see a python next to me in the floodwaters. So not only was he trying to save his prize stud, he was having to do it with pretty much every animal out there that is going to try and kill you.
This is Woodford, which is north of Brisbane. It's all farm country, and rivers. Is that what it looks like?
Absolutely right, John. In fact, if you imagine Brisbane on a map, so the right-hand side of Australia, it's kind of near the top end of the right-hand side. Woodford is effectively an area that's on like a great plain, which is just between the ocean and some very large mountain ranges just off to the west there. So it's beautiful farmland, alluvial soil. It's very, very rich and perfect for farming. However, whenever it floods, of course, all that rain and water comes down from the mountains. So places like where he's living are basically inundated with water every time. And unfortunately too, John, all that land out to the west of him there in the mountain ranges is also bushland as well. So you can imagine it basically hasn't been touched much by humans in many parts. So it has all those nasty animals we just spoke about in abundance.
The overflowed dam on the Stanley River, which runs past their property, they have 24 animals. They had time to get 18 of them to high ground. This is Nick and his wife, Melanie. But the last five and six, they were trying to get in as the floodwaters rise. And then Droughtmaster, the prize bull, gets stuck in the wire. There's the situation. Now, I don't know whether we asked Melanie whether she thinks this was a good idea or not. Nick decided to plunge in. I don't know whether he had advice or whether he was just running on adrenaline. Jeremy, the puzzle I'd have when he got out, I'd say, Nick, you're a brave man. But I'd say, you don't know if you're bitten or not. It was cold in there. You can't feel a thing right now. Isn't that true?
In fact, that's exactly right. And the drill is that if you go into floodwaters or if you go into any waters where you've thought you've seen a snake, so even if you haven't necessarily seen one or felt one bump against you, you actually are supposed to check your body down to make sure you've got no puncture wounds. You kind of check your own health to make sure you're not starting to feel a little bit queasy, which is kind of the first sign that maybe there is venom in your system. But honestly, if he had all that adrenaline to go save his prize bull, I dare say he probably wouldn't have felt that red-bellied black snake or that great eastern brown latching onto his leg under the floodwaters and giving him a good soak of venom. So the reality is, John, yes, you have to check yourself. And it is true that water is not hot. That would have been freezing water as it was coming down off the mountains through the plains there. He wouldn't have felt an absolute thing, especially being so focused. So, John, I mean, he's a brave, brave guy. But I think if I was him, I would probably not necessarily be jumping in the water to actually save a prize stud. I'd probably be asking myself, firstly, is that stud insured? And secondly, where can I buy a new one? Because honestly, he was brave. But wow, with those many snakes around him, that's just really, really, that's courageous in some ways.
There's a photograph of the spiders. You've seen the photograph. These are, we've never talked about spiders. These are big spiders. Do you have everything that's dangerous? Do you have anything? There was a spider here. You know, I'm near the outside. There was a spider on the table. Spiders are good creatures. You don't hurt them. So I picked him up as best I could and took them outside. But these spiders do not look like they want to be picked up. What are those, Jeremy?
Oh, those ones in particular, they look like they could be either huntsmen's or they could be a few little, it's hard to tell because of the photo, some of the white tip spiders as well, because I thought I might have seen a little bit of white on the back. Now, if they're huntsmen, that's very good. Huntsmen kill flies. They basically kill a lot of small insects. We have a lot around here. I mean, they are 2 to 3 inches across when they put their legs out. And honestly, I only just about 2 hours ago saw one out the front of our place here. But they're the good ones. Those are the ones you want around because they get rid of the flies. But if there were some of the white tips, which I think are kind of in that mix, if they bite you, they won't kill you, but you feel searing pain. I unfortunately was bitten by a white tip when I was around about 14 and 15, and I've never forgotten it because it absolutely hurts. It comes up in a red welt, and it feels like just that the sky is falling on you. So, John, I think it's a bit of a mixture there of good and bad. But in reality, if you see spiders in floodwaters or especially spiders anywhere in your house, you know, just assume the worst and try and move them on. But, yeah, they were nasty, nasty-looking spiders.
Nick Culkewin and his wife Melanie rescued their herd. There's no report that Nick is unduly injured. However, if that ever happens again, Jeremy, I'm advising don't push your luck, Nick. Lions and tigers and bears, but he didn't mention great easterns floating by you. I mean, if you go in that water and you get bitten, the doctor would not be sympathetic. No way. They'd say you deserve to get bitten. They were swimming with great easterns are the most poisonous snake I've ever heard of. You have less than an hour, Jeremy?
Technically less than half an hour, but they say if you can get to medical attention within the hour, you still have a pretty good chance of surviving.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. We're headed to something without spiders and snakes, which is ashes preparation and a test match, a T20 test match. This is Friends of History Debating Society with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.